I want to bring up before we get out of here, I want to bring up his recruitment to Michigan State and how that process went and what was your extent, what was your involvement in the recruiting process and the relationship that you had with Mark D'Antonio and the coaching staff here. Can you take us back to that period during a senior year at Renaissance?
Sure, I can. There were multiple recruits. And when I say multiple, too many to count. In fact, Milan was one of the highest recruits in Renaissance at graduation when they called it out. He was one of the, they actually quote dollars and cents in terms of scholarships, full rides to these different schools. But it was Michigan State that he would land at, I think, one or two reasons. Very first one, they may have been not the very first. I know Vanderbilt was the first to reach out for him for a ride, and then Michigan State came on board. But Chris Norman was there, and I believe Dana Dixon at the time had gone before Milan. And Milan wanted to stick with that family more so than anything, not necessarily Michigan State at that moment, but because Dana Dixon and some of his other friends had gone on, his brothers, I would call them. And I recall him calling me at work, letting me know that something was wrong with his phone. And I was like, Milan, I'm at work. He's like, Ma, you got to get this fixed. I'm waiting on MS. I said, you waiting on what? I'm waiting on Michigan State to give me a call. They may very well give me a call. So I said, okay, all right, I'll make sure your phone worked. I called the phone company, whatever was wrong, we fixed it. And Milan ended up getting a call. And I remember the little fella coming home just as happy as can be. But prior to that, I remember D'Antonio and another coach, they came to the home, a personal visit. And it was delightful. It was respectful. And I always seek to get a feel for those that I'm in company with. And I got a pretty good reception from D'Antonio. And then I got a pretty good feeling. I think his name was Burnett.
Harlan Barnett.
Right. Yeah. And I got a pretty good feel for him. But at the end of the day, I told Milan it's his decision because the Indiana coach was giving me the blues. He wanted Milan just that bad.
Right.
And so I knew where Michigan State was a good school academically. I was more concerned about the academics than I was the sports side of it, the athletic side. But I knew my son. I knew Milan was no dummy. When I tell you he was bright, he was bright. He was very bright. Oftentimes, I would look at him and stare because I was in awe of just how smart he was. From a baby on up, he could do things that, for his age, just seemed like it was unreal. Mm-hmm. He could take things apart, put things back together again. He knew how things work. He was a critical thinker. He was just smart. Someone you could benefit from if you just stuck around him. And so I wasn't concerned about the academic side. And then Renaissance in itself had prepared him for some of the long study. I remember him just getting there, and he called me, and I asked him how he was doing. And he said he was doing okay. There was some type of little program he had to go through for the summer.
Yeah.
He said that a lot of the kids didn't get it, but he got it. And I told him, I'm not surprised. I said, you're just that bright. I always encourage him, let him know he's just that bright. As it relates to the relationship with D'Antonio,
right.
I did not have a problem with D'Antonio. I felt at first there was a lot of, before I had an understanding, let me say this, before I had an understanding, because Milan didn't play much. So as a parent, I'm not going to lie, that bothered me. That befuddled me to the top. I just was like, okay, my son just as productive as the next child. Why isn't he on the field? What are the challenges? And then I knew that they were, at that time, the fact that he was not playing as much began to weigh on him. It began to weigh heavily on him to the point that he almost wanted to transfer. And I used to tell him, Milan, God can't use you if you can't stand. You have to be able to stand. To run, why? Think about it, son. You'll go somewhere else, and you'll run into, if not the same thing, something worse. Stand. I say eventually, you'll get on that field. So there was a couple of sprints where he did get on the field. There were a couple of times when I felt that he should have been on the field. But like I said, I didn't have the full understanding of it. It was not my game, so I didn't know. I'm just looking from a parent's eye, And I called Dan Antonio myself, and I just talked to him. And I was glad that he received my call. I wanted to know, was there something going on with my child that he was not able to get on the field outside of some small injuries? Was he not able to see that field, and why? And Dan Antonio explained some things to me, probably some improvement things that might need to seize on. And my concern was, were you all pointing it out? Because I guarantee you, if you point out anything that he needed to improve on and gave him some instructions as to how, oh, he figured out the rest. I had no doubt in my mind. So,
love it.
The conversation was respectful, and eventually Milan saw the field for a little while.